You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge. Live from the rural deserts outside Phoenix, Arizona, welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and we're coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And our scheduled guest for tonight, and I'm so sorry to have to tell you this, Grant Jeffries, he canceled last minute. He took ill, according to his wife, violently ill. So we wish Grant a speedy recovery. We will book him again in the near future. His topic is the invisible government and how it relates to biblical prophecy, and it is fascinating. I have heard him at other venues, and he has a lot to offer. Anyway, folks, we're going to be holding open lines tonight for the entire night, and we invite your participation. I do have a number of topics I want to get to, or you can call in with one of your own, and the number to reach us at is 1-800-313-9443. Once again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. And just a moment, we're going to go to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome Annie DeRiso as she brings us another exciting edition of our Under the Radar News segment, in which we promo news that does not somehow make it prominently or make it all into the mainstream media. And had a little technical difficulty getting on the air tonight. So let's go to my producer real quick. Do we have Annie yet? Okay, good. Annie, how are you?
I'm here. I'm great. Let's do this thing. All right.
Well, there's no shortage of bad news. And certainly, I think, Annie, we probably need to promote some good news once in a while. Do we have any tonight?
No. To be very simple and quick, no. I could, you know, we had sun here today, the snow is melting, you know, the birds are singing, the sun comes up every morning, you know, we still have hope in our hearts and we're still, you know, busting our butts trying to do everything we can to stop this snowball that seems to be rolling down the hill.
Well, that snowball would be the New World Order, or as I like to call them, the New World Odor. Not terribly original, Annie. I've heard it a number of times in a number of venues, but it is really starting to stink in this country. Hey, did you know, before we get started with the news, did you know that Nancy Pelosi just recently stuck the American taxpayers with babysitting bills, child care bills for her own family?
What?
Nancy Pelosi, yeah. The anointed one. One of the triumvirate, you know, Reed, Pelosi, and Obama.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She just recently came out from Judicial Watch that she's billing you and I to watch her kids.
I saw something that was going to cost $2,000 for each family. Maybe that's what it was. That's some expensive babysitting, let me tell you.
Yeah, she got that many kids?
Well, why can't they just put them out in the backyard and let them eat dirt like kids are supposed to do?
Well, if she's got that many kids, it's a real good case for depopulation, isn't it?
Oh.
You might get me on board for that.
Well, she's, never mind. I was going to say something very rude, but I think I better not.
Yes, remember, Annie, we are on the air and the censors are present. But, you know, look at, Nancy Pelosi is doing her best to maintain her seat at the table, and her seat at the table when she leaves office with our little secret handshake boys. And she has sold this country, or is attempting to sell this country, right down the river.
And they are so out of touch, because they want to be out of touch. I mean, it's like a doctor I used to work for, and he says, call them and, you know, check on the surgery or something. And I said, I can't, they don't have a phone. He goes, what do you mean somebody doesn't have a phone? And I'm going,
well, if we don't go to commercial right now, we're not going to have a show. Hang on, Annie. We'll finish this story. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Annie after this message.
A naturopathic doctor and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, did you know RBN is having a pledge drive, and anybody who'd like to donate to this great network can call 1-800-724-2719 during office hours, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Central Time. You, after hours, you can also go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can donate online. And we sure encourage you to donate to this network, this great network, so we can keep this fine set of programs coming to you. Also, we have generic RBN business cards available, $8 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a copy of Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism. And again, you can reach the network to get yours at the same number, 1-800-724-2719, 10 to 6 Central, Monday through Friday. Anyway, going back to Annie, our under-the-radar news correspondent. Annie, we got a full board of news, and so we better get to it.
Well, I'm going to start out with a rather long one, and we'll see how we go on it. And now, this is an article that I got from a site called Deprogram. And it's D as in David, and then the word program, program.net. And, oh, did you know, by the way, now, you don't have to type in www or .com or .net or .edu or whatever at the end of a site's address. It'll automatically plop it in there for you. But anyway, at least my system does, but anyway. Okay, back to deprogram.net. I mean, all the signs kind of lead to one thing, and very admittedly, this is purely speculation, and the article even admits it's purely speculation. but there's some really strange things going on, and it could be a false flag operation in Vancouver, you know, during the Olympics. The games take place from February the 12th through the 28th. And here are some of the suspicious activity and coincidences. So, you know, you kind of put the dots together. You can take this or leave it, but it's just weird, weird things.
Annie, just for a point of clarification, you're beginning to allude to a false flag operation. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
And it's, like I say, purely speculation. I mean, purely conspiracy theory, whatever you want to call it. But as we all know, there are a lot of conspiracy theories that are now fact, that are true, that are no longer theories. But anyway, number one, 2 tons of ammonium nitrate have gone missing from a shipment to a storage facility in Vancouver. Number two, the media is suddenly going wild.
Well, before you go to number two, okay, I had a thought circle my head, go into orbit and return. And, you know, does Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City come up for you in that?
Oh, very good connection. Very good connection. Did we have any pre-disaster scenarios going on then, you know, where they had all the...
That's a good question, you know. And not to digress too much, you know, but what is this ancient history? But, you know, speaking of McVeigh, and to tell you about how complicit the media is and some of this nonsense that goes on, I recall here in Phoenix on our local NBC affiliate, Channel 12, where they ran a story where they showed hidden surveillance of McVeigh in a bar with two men of Middle Eastern descent the night before the Oklahoma City bombing. Nowhere to be found again. I saw this with my own eyes. And, you know, I've talked to a number of people, literally dozens of people here in Phoenix that saw the same broadcast. And it was almost like it wasn't supposed to air. But as far as there being an adjoining event, some kind of coincidence that would point to a false flag operation in Oklahoma City, I'm not aware of any other than that one remote connection. But I've always wanted to mention that on the air, that I saw this with my own eyes, and I'm telling you folks, McVeigh did not act alone. In fact, Annie, do you remember when this first happened, that they were putting out the all-points bulletin for a description of McVeigh and John Doe number two? Do you remember that?
Yeah, they were.
And all of a sudden there was no John Doe number two, because if you had a John Doe number two, by definition, you would have a conspiracy.
Well, it was like the underweb bomber, you know? Mm-hmm. First there were two guys, then there was only one, and then a report came out that, oh, yes, there really were two guys, but then you could never get any information on the second guy, and supposedly it wasn't the well-dressed man.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very good connection there, Dave.
Okay. Number two.
Okay. Number two. The media is suddenly going wild about how Al-Qaeda terrorists are now using ammonium nitrate for explosives. I mean, supposedly Pakistan or Afghanistan won't let them use it for fertilizer over there. Now, I can't get a verification on that, but this was in one report. So, I don't know. And then, you know, it just disappears. 2 tons of a 6-ton shipment into Vancouver. 2 tons disappeared. And,
Before you leave that point as well,
yeah.
Why, first of all, Al-Qaeda, or as Alex Jones liked to say, and I totally agree, Al-Qaeda, and Jim Mars has established the history, the chain of custody on that situation, yeah. But how does the media even know what their fascination with these explosives are? And it is interesting when you connect these dots. Now, let's say the media is accurate for once in a great while, and this missing ammonium nitrate in Vancouver, how could this not raise the backs of the hairs of people in the FBI, CIA, the intelligence agencies in Canada? How could this not be important? How is this not a major event?
Well, we haven't heard anything about it, have we?
No,
I mean,
we haven't.
Only alternative news.
I mean, you got one hand, the media reporting that there's this fascination with ammonium nitrate by terrorists, and on the other hand, you've got missing ammonium nitrate at a huge public venue. Okay, it's hard not to get suspicious.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay, so maybe I should take my paranoid medication and lie down. So let's go to number three.
Well, for some reason, you know, the when the O2 Olympics were in Salt Lake City, they weren't allowed, you know, to use the railways or to ship hazardous materials like chlorines or ammonias or anything like that, you know, through the downtowns, through the event areas, or through the residential areas. Well, they're being allowed this in Vancouver. They're not being called down. So, you know, it's just another little quirky thing. Why wouldn't they, like as you just said, if the, you know, the ammonium nitrate should send up flags, you know, why wouldn't they call down the rail shipments and not let them ship this through?
Annie, let me make a parallel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I came across a document a number of years ago from a former CIA operative who made it public. How do you assassinate foreign leaders? And this was a CIA document from the 1960s. And they were in particular interested in replacing South American and Central American dictators they no longer had a use for, they being the CIA. They install them, they take them out when they've served their purpose. And the primary way that the CIA accomplished this was to compromise their bodyguard and let natural forces take over. In other words, you don't really have to do the killing yourself. You simply remove a key segment of the bodyguard. Let's go to John Kennedy. Why wasn't the 111th Regiment from San Antonio that was scheduled to be there at the Grassy Knoll area in Dealey Plaza, why were they pulled off by the head of the Secret Service? Why didn't the Secret Service do a walkthrough and make sure all the windows in Dealey Plaza were shut down as per presidential protection protocols in place since the assassination of Abraham Lincoln? You know, why was the president's motorcade allowed to go first, which is a huge no-no? Why, when the shots fired, did the motorcade actually slow down? I mean, I could go on and on and on, but, you know,
why
basically...
Why was the route changed? Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Why were the Secret Service guys pulled off of the car, told to step down, and they're waving the arms like, what?
Couldn't,
you want
I
me
couldn't,
to do what?
Totally could not agree with you more. And this reminds me, when you look at how you can set a world leader up to be assassinated, this almost sounds like the same thing more on an event scale. Anyway, we got a caller on this from Calgary,
mm-hmm.
and I want to take this.
Oh,
name is a little unusual, Divine Destiny on line one. Hi, welcome to the Common Sense Show. You're on with Dave and Annie.
Hi, yes, that is just excellent what you guys are talking about, and it is truth. It is so stealth in Canada to know about, with the nitrates. Anyways, that's not what I called about, and... all I can say is I still feel this is very important, and I feel like I'm representing for the rest of, whether it's the Canadian patriots and truthers and watchdogs or the Americans or those around the world, those who do know and are informed demand and want an apology from Alex Jones, who turned around and did the most controversial, if not the most... it's just disgusting. And for what he did with, to squash down with the Texas for, guns for government. Anyways, I'm sorry here, I'm just sidetracked. I'm just nervous. The thing is, you do not come in on someone else's rally. And we believe we did, you know, we know he had a lot of publicity about this and all that. But to come in and take over the show with not any regard to the rally, no co-working together to, you know, to get up on the stand, take his turn. He declined the pass to come before and then just shows up on his own. And the bullhorning, I have to say this, was not so much related to the solutions or anything. It was the same old rhetoric. Same old rhetoric again. We are not your minions. We are not your slaves. We are. If you listen to and see the videos on it, and as far as as that goes, you will see how he takes over and then argues with someone else that's very much of the party of the help, like the Catherine from Liberty for Restoration and the rest of the group. You see, I'm Canadian, so I'm not as familiar.
Okay, let's hold it right there. I'm going to hold you over, okay, because I want to comment on this. We'll digress a little bit, but I hear the music playing in my ear. We're ready to go to break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Divine Destiny from Calgary, who's on the line, and my co-host tonight, Annie DeRiso. Stay tuned, everybody.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first-of-its-kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Well, never a dull moment here on the Common Sense Show. We have a caller from Calgary who is upset with Alex Jones for crashing a protest movement in Texas. And I think the name of that protest group was LibertyRestorationProject.org. I think. I know the leader was Catherine Bleisch. And Alex did crash. He was invited to speak. He did take over the meeting with his bullhorn. And quite frankly, I'm assuming these people had a permit to protest. I don't know why you'd have to have one, but you do in this day and age. And I'm surprised that the police were not called and Alex wasn't escorted off the property. Anyway, let's go back to our caller in Calgary. And do you have anything else you want to add to this?
Yes, and thank you very much for making that extra point. I never thought about that. But, you know, the thing of it all is that when you try to wake up everyone for 15 years, 14 years, wake up, wake up, wake up, Americans, wake up, get off your ass, everything else, excuse my language. But you know, to do all that, to inspire the hope, to wake up the Americans, the Canadians, everyone. And I'm not going to discredit him as far as his job and what he did. He did wake up the world. I give him credit. You go on the internet, you'll see everybody who does know about the situation informed does give him credit. But there comes a point when you draw the line, when it becomes the bait and switch, and actually disrupting the very thing he preaches. The very thing he preaches all these years. And these are hard working patrons, activists, you know, the Americans, all of us. We don't get a dime for what we do. We put up with a lot, and there's a lot of obstacles, let alone our own time, energy, financial, legal,
for many of us, including in certain radio stations, about with certain things, and I can understand that. But the thing is, you cannot just, you know, you build up their hopes, you get them going. They, you know, here in Canada, our news is so stealth, shut down. There are not even any really alternative news stations at all. If you wonder why Canada doesn't know really or cares, it's because we are even more dumbed down than you guys. It's called the case Dumber and Dumber.
I didn't think that was possible.
Well, it is.
Let's let Annie chime in on this. Annie, I think what the caller is alluding to here is the possibility that Alex Jones is a disinformation agent. What better way to control the opposition than to be the leader of it? What do you think about
exactly.
that, Annie?
Exactly. Good point.
Well, he has been receiving a lot of slack lately, and it does seem like he's doing some out-of-pocket reactions. I don't know how to describe what he's doing, except that it does look like he could be changing his colors. And he's a rabble-rouser, he's an instigator, and he could be compromised in that he's being pushed or cajoled or controlled to possibly set off some sort of incident.
Yes. It's a sad day when we can see that, when we see this happens, you know, it becomes betrayal, the loss of trust and hope. And how do we continue on to wake and recruit others when this happens? The very truth or the very one that inspired us. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if he doesn't make an apology, as an apology is in order publicly to all the patrons, not only in the U.S. and Canada, but around the world that are trying, that are facing a lot. And you know, to make it public, as far as I'm concerned, his legacy, what he thinks of going down in history, is not what it's going to be. Alex Jones just exposed Alex Jones, and he needs to explain and make an apology to us, and that's all there is to it. We cannot divide. He cannot conquer and divide. We cannot afford that.
Okay, let me jump in here real quick, okay? I would really strongly suggest that you call Alex Cho. You know, I'm not willing to throw the disinformation moniker on him yet, but I will say this. What he did in Texas is not good, and I agree. We cannot be fighting amongst our own. We have so few people in this country that have awakened to the dangers that we're walking right into as we speak that we cannot denigrate groups like this Project for Liberty that was simply trying to organize people for legitimate purposes. Alex Jones should not be doing what he did there. Now, Alex Jones has done some good to bringing light to certain issues, but I do have to agree with the caller, Annie. His actions lately and what you said have been suspect at best. I mean, do you remember the phony interview with Obama that he sponsored? And
Yeah,
absolutely ridiculous. Well, Divine Destiny, I really love your passion. I hope you keep up the good fight up there in Canada. Keep being a listener to the Common Sense Show, and please call back again. Thanks for your call.
And thank you, Robbie, and you have great shows lately. Everyone does need to wake up, and we'll be in the solution. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Annie, that's the kind of spirit that we need in this movement, isn't it?
Boy, she has a passion. Yes, we do, but we cannot allow ourselves to become divided because we're not unified enough yet to even become divided. You know, we've got to keep working on this. She's right. We have to help people be aware, and even though they look at us and laugh at us, we just have to keep on doing what we're doing.
Well, you know, Annie, I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Alex Jones is out there in the public eye a tremendous amount, and every time you throw your voice behind a topic, you risk looking silly or making a mistake. And perhaps he thought he was doing what was best. Maybe he thought the movement was misguided, going down the wrong track. I don't know that that's the way I would have handled it. But, you know, I hope Alex, you know, jumps back on board here and supports these groups who basically have been, that group was supporting the causes that he's jumped behind. Anyway, we got the music coming in. And we're going to welcome calls as we go through the night. But we're going to stay on this track of possible false flag operation in Vancouver at the Olympics. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Annie and I after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show, everybody. And joining me tonight is our under-the-radar news correspondent, Andy DeRiso. And I apologize if you tuned in to listen to Grant Jeffries and his invisible government connected to biblical prophecy presentation. Unfortunately, Grant took ill right before the show. His wife called me about 20 minutes before I arrived at the Hodges compound to do the show. And unfortunately, Grant took violently ill. We are going to reschedule him. He and I had a wonderful conversation Wednesday night. We probably talked for 45 minutes about his ideas and where things are going and what needs to be done. And he truly is an American treasure, and he's been on many, many, many shows. He has his own radio show and TV show as well, and we will have him back. Annie, I'm still reeling from that last call from Divine Destiny. I love the name and like the call even better. But Annie, before we get back to this issue with the Olympics, we've got a full board of calls, and I want to get to them. And
sure.
We've got one all the way from Australia. Kevin on line two. Hi, welcome to the Common Sense Show, mate.
Yeah, okay. Mate. Yeah. Nice to visit you. Look, first of all, the show before yours that I listened to just a little while ago, I thought it was one of the most brilliant, informative shows that I've ever heard on any of the Patriot networks. So I think it was Kennedy was his name.
Yeah, Sam Kennedy.
Yeah, okay.
It was a great
really
job.
Top show.
Thank you.
I've been listening in just the topic, Alex Jones. You know, I think Alex Jones is under a lot of pressure. The first time I heard Alex Jones, I thought the guy was a nutcase. And I listened, and I don't know what made me listen. I guess it was the Holy Spirit saying to me, hey, you know, listen to a little bit more of this. You know, you might learn something here. So I listened, and the things that he had to say, I thought at the time were pretty way out. But you know what? I went and checked it out, and I thought, well, now that bit was accurate. And then the more and the more and the more that I listened to his shows, and I checked, you know, I'm quite an educated person, and I'll go and check things out for myself. I discovered that, hey, this guy's telling the truth. So I think in this particular case, he probably overstepped the mark a little bit. But on the other hand, he eats it, he sleeps it, he does it 7 days a week or however many days he does it. He probably spends more time at saving America than most other people, and I know it's just not a one-man show. It's a combined effort. It's a team.
No, it is. Kevin, let me interject here, too, that I know Alex's guest host quite well, Bob Dacey. In fact, he's been a guest on my show twice. Bob is highly credible. I think Alex made a mistake. The point I made before we went to break, I mean, every time you come on before the mic, you run the risk of making a mistake, and you might act with passion and do what you think is best and make a mistake. But I certainly don't like to see any of us shout down a group that's really working for what we all work so hard for, which is individual freedom.
No, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I would agree with your sentiments in this case for sure. I think that if Alex Jones could go back and look at himself in the mirror and rerun the tapes, he'd probably say that was a stupid thing to do. But, you know, he's done...
Well, let me interrupt you here, okay, because, you know, I'm not an Alex Jones apologist, but let me just say this. He was right on the FEMA camps. He's made some excellent points about 9/11. I could keep going on and on and on down the list, but Alex Jones has hit the mark in many, many areas, and he doesn't need me to come on this show and say that for him in his behalf. And that's why I'm not willing to go along with a label that so many have hung on him as being a disinformation agent. I mean, heck, Annie and I have a good friend in Jim Mars, and is a really good friend of this show. And we know Jim is as sincere as any journalist going out there, and yet we take phone calls and get emails from people that accuse him of being a disinformation agent. And Annie and I both know this is ridiculous.
Oh, we just laughed.
I'm just sitting back looking in from over here, and from what I can see... look, I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket and listen to Alex Jones, or all my eggs in one basket and make my life a life behind Republic
Radio. Well, you better hadn't, because he's not on RBN.
More than I listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Well, look, Kevin, I want to thank you for the call, because it was good to hear the other side. I think Divine Destiny had some good points. I think you've got some excellent points as well. And thanks for being a listener to the Common Sense Show and calling us all the way from Australia. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's go to line 3 and welcome Dave from Ohio to the show. Hi, Dave. How are you? You're on with Annie and Dave.
Fine. How are you?
Very good, sir.
A couple of comments. People are wondering what's happening in our country today. I suggest they look up a few documents on the Internet. Treating with the Enemies Act, the President of the United States declared all Americans as enemy combatants. So I suggest you look up that document. Also,
actually, before you go on, I am familiar with it. Annie, I know you are too, because that's what Prescott Bush was originally charged with in 1943 when he was still doing business with the Nazis. And the only reason this government did not prosecute Prescott Bush is because he had formed the USO. And can you imagine what a public relations nightmare that would have been in the middle of a World War effort? So, yeah,
exactly,
we're familiar
right.
with Trading with the Enemies Act, and we have done it. I think probably the most notable example in my recent memory would probably be Bill Clinton and Al Gore in selling the Silkworm missiles to the Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Administrative Procedures Act. Are you familiar with that?
No. Tell us about that.
Well, that is where they've made all courts administrative. All the court judges are incorporated. All the court judges are traded on Dun and Bradstreet. They've privatized the courts and are profiteering from office.
Oh, yes. Annie, we have heard this before, haven't we?
I'm not really familiar with this. Administrative what?
Procedures Act.
Procedures Act.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What do you see, Dave, what do you see as the implications of this act?
Well, it actually, no person in the United States going into a court of law in the United States is getting a fair trial. The judges have a conflict of interest. if they hold a bar card, 1950, the 81st Congress, 52-page report out of the Archives of Congress, declares the American Lawyers Guild, American Bar Association, communist by definition. If you go on Wall Street and look up Trial Lawyers, Inc. And dig into their paperwork, they are a communist organization.
So is this basically buying off the judge personified?
Well, it's basically corruption in the court by every officer of the court.
Well, there's a dual purpose there too, Dave.
Dave,
let me interject this.
Judge Alex and all these people.
Dave, let me interject this real quick here. Dave, hold on, because you're leaving a really good point here. I'm familiar with this act because I had a caller call in and then send me documents on this. And this caller called in about a year ago. Let me just say what I've learned about this. Well, this allows a judge to have immunity from not following the Constitution. And this really bans impeachment in certain scenarios. But even more importantly, it allows a judge to follow what's called communitarian law versus constitutional law. And what that essentially means is that our rights are protected under the Constitution no matter what. But if you're following communitarian law, your rights are granted only when it's in the common good. And the judge can decide what's in the common good. And this is why we're getting Supreme Court decisions that allow corporations to have the standing of people when it comes to campaign financing now. The Kelo versus New London property case was based on common law, or should I say communist law, communitarian law. That's where this comes from. Anyway, go ahead and go back to your point.
Anyway, what basically I'm trying to get at is you walk into your county courts. Okay, you're outside the courthouse, and you're looking up, and you see the state flag. So, you know, you're thinking, well, I'm going into the proper court. Well, you walk into the courtroom, and you have a gold fringe flag flying there. That is an admiralty flag.
Yes.
You have no constitutional rights in an admiralty court.
Wow. You.
That's law of the sea.
Yes, it is.
And so what you're looking at is the court is frauding you from the minute you enter the courtroom.
Correct.
And they never call the court to session, or to, I can never think of this word when I want it. They call it into session, but there's another term that they must use, and if they don't call the court to this particular venue, the case is never heard between the prosecution and the defense, and they're intentionally not calling this court to this venue for the purpose of the court to profiteer from it, because these people are bonding this case and they're profiteering by selling the bond short on the market, and therefore the judge is traded on Dun & Bradstreet for a reason. To profiteer from office.
Well, they're not the only governmental entity that's doing that as well.
Oh,
but,
I realize that.
Yes, but you're obviously very well informed.
Is the AD Treaty Series 881, where all statutes were turned over to international law.
Mm-hmm. So the globalization of our court system. Dave, this was a great call, and Annie, you can see we don't get typical callers here on RBN. This was a very informed call.
Yes.
But, Dave, our lines are really backing up, and we're going to have to move on. But I want to thank you for being a caller to the show, and please call again because you've got a wealth of information. Okay, let's go to Jeff in Detroit on line four. Hi, welcome to the show. You're on with Dave and Annie.
Hey, Dave, Annie, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Hi.
I caught your show because I was listening to Sam Kennedy and just listened on over, and I was a little confused. I don't mean to take up all your time talking about Alex Jones, but I wanted to find out what exactly happened, because I know from my history of listening to Alex and you know, and dealing with InfoWars, I'm confident that he would never be a disinformation agent in this lifetime. And that person from Canada may not be exposed to Glenn Beck, who is the disinformation agent for the truth movement. And I'd like to find out, I don't know what happened out in Texas that you're referring to, and you mentioned Catherine Bleich, I know her. I'd like to find out what exactly happened. Can you tell me?
Yeah, basically, Alex was invited to speak at this event that was protesting many of the things that concern RBN listeners and the American public as a whole. He declined, and he shows up with his bullhorn and takes over the meeting. Now, I wasn't there, but I have seen the YouTube video on this, and it does appear to be what happened.
Hmm. He was invited and declined, and then showed up with a bullhorn. And this is the Liberty Restoration Project?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about the Liberty Restoration Project. I certainly know about it because I was on another station with Catherine Bleich for several months, and this girl is highly suspicious to me and many others that were involved, simply because she's a 19-year-old kid who has no money, claims to be getting food out of a food bank at a church. Yet she has money to travel to Amsterdam and to Arizona and to Florida and meet with G. Edward Griffin and all these people. And we were highly suspicious several months ago on the other station that she was broadcasting on as to her legitimate status. So I'm much more suspicious of her than I would be of Alex Jones, who I know is absolute sincere. And that's just my opinion.
Well, I should also mention, too, that there's another group that was present. The name has jumped out of my head, Texans Against Something or Other. So there were a couple of groups that were involved there. But if I get the gist of what you're saying, you think it's possible that Alex Jones didn't like what he saw and decided to direct the people in the direction he thought they should be going versus the direction they were taking. Is that about right?
That's where I would tend to lean towards, because I mean I know Alex Jones has a tendency sometimes to misbehave. I've heard him. He took on Peter Joseph, who did the Zeitgeist movies, and they are religiously at odds. And that day, I was very ashamed of Alex Jones because he went on the offensive. He was belligerent. He was badgering. He was uncooperative. And Mr. Joseph was simply trying to express himself. He was calmly, clearly trying to express himself, and Alex Jones just attacked him like a CNN or a Fox News attack dog or something. And there are moments where Alex will misbehave, but I don't question his sincerity.
Well, you have to take the good with the bad. I mean, let's look at this. I mean, for Alex to put himself out there like he does in a very visible and public way and risk everything, it takes a bit of a bulldog, and you don't turn that off in the name of always being appropriate. By the way, my crack producer of the Common Sense Show, Mike, just let me know that Texas group was called Texans for Accountable Government, or TAG. Look, we've got a full board of calls. Once again, an excellent call, Jeff. Thanks for calling, and please call again. I see that we have A.C. Griffith on the line, and I'm going to make a note to my producer here. Why don't you ask A.C.? We'll get him up on the air at the top of the hour and bring him in as a guest in guest status, and we'll have him help us handle these calls. Meanwhile, let me work our way through the board here, Annie, and this is backing up like I don't think I've ever seen before. Let's go to George, a familiar caller from Texas on line one. Hi, George, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
What I want to say about Alex Jones, he's human, he's flawed, just like the rest of us.
Amen to that, my friend.
And, you know, and even sometimes I get annoyed to him because he gets depressed because I know he's sucked into his work, and I think sometimes he forgets to walk around on the ground and see what reality's like. But that's just my opinion. But, you know, it's just, how would I say, it's more like, you know, saying, it's futile to resist, they're going to take our kids and yada, 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 and the economy's going to be bad. And it's like, sometimes he has his defeatist attitude, and sometimes he has the pushback attitude.
Well, let me tell you something. Annie and I have talked about this, too. We vacillate between being fighters and then maybe acquiescing to say, how do we best survive in the mess? We've discussed that fact on this show. And I think that with the formidity of the opposition that we're facing with these globalist people, it's hard not to be discouraged at times. It's hard not to get your dapper down a little bit and say, you know, can I really keep doing this? And then your anger wells up and you fight back. And I think that's what we see a lot of Alex Jones and so many of like Alex.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, sometimes I think Alex, you should be talking about state rights. Go to your state legislature, stuff like that.
Well,
because personally, I think I believe even John Stadtmiller, you know, has pushed this issue that we should be going to our states, because Washington D.C. is absent-minded, and also too about the Administrative Procedures Act.
An RBN host, Ralph Winterode, is very familiar with that act, that law, and I really think it would be great to have him as a guest on the air.
You know, someone just sent me an email to that effect. A guy by the name of Lewis sent me an email to that effect, and he said that the same exact thing you're saying. So I'll certainly explore that. We're going to have RBN host John Moore on in a couple of weeks to talk about a couple of other issues regarding the military's report that's coming out tomorrow.
Well, but, I'm going to get off so you can
okay,
get to your
good.
Callers.
Good. Thanks for the call. Great call. Let's welcome A.C. Griffith. My producer tells me he's up, ready, on the guest line. A.C., how are you?
Hello, Dave.
Hi. It's great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Hi, Griff.
Hello, Annie.
Hi.
Well,
good
let me say by way
thank
of inter-
you.
Annie, let me say by way of introduction with Griff, formerly affiliated with the NSA and the CIA. He's been a guest on this show, I believe, three times. And I'm going to have to hold that introduction right there because the music's in my ear, and we got to pay the bills and keep those pledged dollars coming in as well, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be back with AC and the rest of your calls after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, welcome back to the Common Sense Show, and we had a nice surprise call from A.C. Griffith, or as Griff as we like to call him, who and Griff is a good friend of the show, and he's been on a few times. And Annie, it's always a privilege to have Griff on, and to the callers, I'd like to set the stage with Griff. We're going to ask him to stay on with us for the balance of the show, if you're able to, Griff.
Certainly.
And then we'll get back to the calls right after the top of the hour. So Bruce, Steve, Eric, and I see Divine Destiny's call back in. I ask for your patience. We'll get to you right after the top of the hour. So anyway, Griff, Annie and I were talking about something, and I kind of want to leave the Alex Jones thing aside a little bit here, unless you have an opinion on it. But Annie was laying out the coincidences when all heck broke loose with regard to Alex Jones, but the coincidences which seemed to parallel a possible false flag or actual terrorist event at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver compared to other events that have happened before. Do you know anything about this, Griff, or have an opinion?
I really don't, Dave. I don't think Alex Jones is an issue. There are bigger issues to focus on. It's like being on the Titanic, and the people are concerned about the contracts for the rivets and the responsibility of the captain. It really doesn't matter. All of the attention should be focused on self and family and surviving what's coming at us. Make sure the lifeboats are inflated. That's where the focus needs to be right now. Time is running out. Tonight we witnessed the shot that was heard around the world on the Kennedy program. That is the beginning of it. That is the beginning of the civil resistance. It will accelerate. There will be violence. And the Alta report said it would go on the favor of the government until about mid-year, July, and then it would turn in favor of the citizens. And I see violence coming. I don't know of any way to avoid it. That's what we should be concerned about.
Well, Griff, let me ask you.
What happened tonight?
Yeah, I was just going to ask the same question. I'm unfamiliar with what you're speaking about.
The Sam, is it Sam Kennedy, Dr. Kennedy radio program?
The shot that was heard?
Hmm?
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Kennedy laid out a plan for the people to oppose the government in a Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King manner. And not deal in violence, but I suppose that we are going to have violence, and that's what I keep seeing, and that's what I keep saying, and I think it's as sure as sun coming up in the morning.
Well, certainly, I think Obama and NORTHCOM agree with you because they continue their training exercises for riot insurrection. Griff, let's take a real quick call here because these people have been hanging on so long. Let's go to Bruce from Washington on line 5. Hi, welcome to the Common Sense Show. You're on with Griff and Annie.
I listened to the stuff about violence and stuff, and what really upsets me is that I feel like I don't see why we have to go there. There was a bank created, a cooperative bank created in 78 by Congress. If you go to Title 12, Chapter 31, we funded it with like $47 million or something, and then it got privatized by 1981. But a cooperative bank is a nonprofit, and it could be used for commercial paper. So, I look at what Ben Franklin said in 1750. We use colonial script. That's why we had such a prosperous economy. We're using paper now. But there's a guy that wrote a book, Black, Don't Rob a Bank, Own One.
But, I'm going to hold you over here because I'd like to know where you're going to go with this.
Okay.
So, Bruce, if you can hang on through the break, we'll come back. We'll get Griff and Annie's reaction to this. Stay tuned, everybody, for hour number two on the other side.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour.